This is a Hoff Studios podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, friends. This is Daniela Ravani with a solo episode. I hardly ever do these. I much prefer talking to people, but I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you today with a very tender heart. This episode is dedicated to the dog moms, the dog dads. This episode is dedicated to my late pup, Bernardo B. Button. There are some people who... you know, think I'm crazy to, and that many dog parents are crazy to equate an animal with the love of a child. But for those of you who have a dog or a cat or, I don't know, a snake, I don't know, definitely a dog. You know, I'm going to compose myself and come right back. Hold on. So I'm recording this a few days after Bernardo's passing, so it's a little bit raw, but when I was at the hospital, they handed me this packet around grief. The nurse held my hand, and, you know, they really suggest memorializing your dog. And I've spoken so much about him here, and I've always affirmed other dog parents that I know how much they care for their animals. And, you know, when people would ask me, like, oh, how do you do it all with two kids? And I would always say, like, two kids and a dog, that's a real thing. Mostly because this particular dog, and let's get into it, Bernardo... was a handful. For everyone listening who has come over, which are not that many people because we couldn't have that many people over, the guy would terrorize anyone who walked through this door. He has bitten babies. Oh, God. He was little, so he kind of got me. We just, ugh. I wouldn't recommend letting your dog bite babies, but it has happened before. I tried my best. He has bitten elderly people. We had to, like, put him away, you know, like, in either in our room when we're at our in-laws on Long Island for the summer, or in the bathroom when we would have guests. So basically, we just wouldn't have guests. But if someone needed to come over, and by the way, I love hosting. If someone needed to come over, I would just warn them that he would lick them incessantly, hump them incessantly. And at the end of his life, he had a bad back because... he was a Havanese, and they're these, like, they have similar bodies to dachshunds in that they're very long with very short legs, and so that's a lot of pressure on the back, and his lower back just couldn't handle all that humping, and he would just spasm for, you know, days at a time. But it was a real thing taking care of him, and I think that's true for most animals, but certainly Bernardo. So I'm going to tell you, we're going to memorialize this dog. You're coming on the ride with me, okay? In 2012, Dan and I had just gotten married, and, you know, we sort of had the biological itch to have children. Part of the reason why I have this podcast and why I mention Bernardo so often is because he was an integral part of my not having kids until about 10 years after meeting my husband, because we had sort of scratched that itch. And I'm glad we did, because we had a lot of learning to do and a lot of career building to do and personal growth to do. And traveling to do, you know, which, you know, we have not done since children. That just hasn't been a priority, or really a possibility. But with Bernardo, we had this baby who was very attached to me. I couldn't, like, walk into a store and, like, have them wait outside without him barking incessantly. He was a kook. But he was our kook, and he was beautiful. He was so beautiful up until the end, you guys. Like, they rolled him into the room for me to say goodbye, and like, I wailed. Like, he's so beautiful still. Anyway, he was beautiful from the very beginning. He had these like green person eyes. Hold on, I'm going to compose myself and be right back. Okay, so he had these green person eyes that would sort of like stare into your soul. Havanese are like that. And when he was little, he was like the size of my palm. We got him at a discount because his second testicle didn't drop, and he was part of a show dog litter. I was in a Drama Desk nominated show at the time when we adopted him, and so we kept him at the breeders for a little while longer, and it turns out he was the runt of the litter and his second testicle didn't drop, and he had some border issues when they were gonna, you know, ship him off to Canada. So we got him. It was like love at first sight, you know. It really is a lot like being a parent, except you know from the beginning that, first of all, they'll never grow up in a way. Like, they'll always need you to, you know, deal with their poop. In fact, they get sort of younger as they get older, puppy-ish. But also that, like, you have this limited time with them. So we had him for 12 years. And he made me a mother. And I was, like, the most overbearing mother. You guys think I'm overbearing now. Oh, boy. I would take him everywhere. And what was so weird was, like, that dog was not meant to go everywhere. Like, he was small, but he was just so maladjusted. So I took him to the vet, you know, to get his shots. He attacked the nurse. This was a tiny puppy, and the nurse looked at me and was like, you gotta give this guy back. And I was livid. I was like, that is my son. I don't give him back. Are you crazy? Well, it turns out he was right. I was the crazy one. Bernardo was the crazy one. But I was not giving up on him. The groomer, the first groomer, he needed to get haircuts quite a lot because Havanese usually have these like long manes, and I couldn't deal with that. So we would have to, you know, get his fur dealt with regularly. But the first time we went to a groomer, they were like, this dog ain't right. I took him everywhere with me. I took him to auditions in the beginning. I held him. Wait, who's the crazy one? I think it's me. I held him, and he would just like bark at everyone. He was so protective over me.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And I remember sitting with my friend Leah, who has been on the show and I think has spoken about her connection to animals. While I was pregnant with my first baby, I just knew, like, what am I going to do with the dog? Because he was so attached to me, and I knew that I just wouldn't have enough in me for him to be that clingy and, you know, baby-like. I needed him to be the dog. And he did turn into the dog the moment my son was born. And people, like, sort of warned me about that, and I just couldn't see it coming. I remember visiting my friend Joanna in Montreal, and she had two kids at the time, and she had multiple dogs. And one of her dogs was the love of her life before she had children, and then he had become a nuisance. And I watched it, and I was like, that'll never happen to Bernardo. But it happened. And in fact, I was really annoyed with him. Like, I was really... like, all of his weird quirks that were okay, you know, before I had children were just not okay anymore. Like, you can't bite, you can't growl all the time, you can't bark all the time. You just can't hump every person that walks through the door, especially if, like, they're children or I'm trying to make a new friend. It was hard. But, you know, I know a lot of people rehouse their dogs or even put them down. I've known people who put that down their dogs. That just wasn't, like, an option for me and Dan. We just, like, we're gonna ride this one out with Bernardo. And his behavior, especially after my daughter was born, these past 4 years have been so hard, like, really so hard. And my reaction to him was so annoyed all the time. And I don't really know what the answer is, but I just want to name that happened, you know? And he got something called Cushing's disease, which is we're telling our kids is like an old dog disease. This is true. Made him pee everywhere, wake me up in the middle of the night and bark and bark and bark. And he had this anxiety, and in the end it killed him. And he died in my arms. You know, dogs are our teachers. My friend Genevieve says that they're pure inner child. Which, like, sort of makes sense. My inner child's second testicle never dropped and kept barking and barking. That totally makes sense to me. And was so beautiful and so sweet and so loving and just wanted me to be happy. It was really a sudden death. I didn't see it coming, but he didn't suffer at all. The doctor said, for that I have some solace. The people at the emergency room veterinarian's office, wow, they're amazing. She held my hand for hours. hours. And they, oh gosh, how they cared for sweet, sweet, sweet Bernardo. Did you know that there aren't any ambulances for dogs? I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I did know that, but I didn't know that. So I am honoring Bernardo with a good life because all he wanted was for me to be happy. He didn't really know how to get there. He would just want to cuddle all the time, all the time. And the other thing I'm doing to honor Bernardo is... I'm holding the fact that life is precious and fleeting and delicate. And those sound like cliches, but I watched it in my hands. He was here and then he was gone. I don't want to be annoyed with people or loved ones and then regret it. I don't want to be too overwhelmed to appreciate the beauty. That's the lesson I learned from this. I don't know that we're going to get another dog anytime soon, or even a cat. The house is quiet, and it's a lot easier to concentrate because there's not the incessant barking. And he used to eat like anything that was on the floor. The Cushing's disease was really hard to keep up with. I wanted to, I don't know, record this. I hope it's not too depressing. I wanted to record this just to honor the experience of being a dog mother. The sweet, sweet joy. Did I mention he slept on my chest for a long time? I know that's creepy and weird. I get it. I know. The absolute joy of like walking in and having this sweet fluff greet you. And the heartbreak that they don't live longer. That they can't talk or tell you what's wrong. They really drive home the human experience, you know? With their animalness. He taught me a lot. And I wanted to impart those teachings to you. All right, over and out. Be kind to someone today, would you? In honor of Bernardo. Be patient. In honor of this life force we have still coursing through our veins. Each one of us. Maybe pet a dog. And have a great one. Hey, would you leave us a review? Not a review being like, that was really fucking depressing. Maybe just a review so we can stay on the air. That would be really nice. 5 stars. Share it with a friend. I'd really appreciate that so much. And in the meantime, have a beautiful day. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, as always, for listening to the Mom Curious podcast. My name is Daniela Ravani. I am your host. And I would love to continue this conversation at Daniela Ravani on Instagram. And if you'd be so kind to rate and review, share this podcast, I would be just really grateful. Catch you next time, every Tuesday, on the Mom Curious podcast. Produced by Hoff Studios. You can find them at Hoff Studios on Instagram as well. All right, have a great day.